Okay, item 144.
Request of Terry Munt to address council regarding National Court Reporter and Captioning Week.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Terry Munt, and I have been a court reporter since 1975. Excuse me. And I am here to celebrate National Court Reporting and Captioning Week. And I do want to thank you for being a leader in having your meetings captioned, as you can see right up here, and encouraging the other cities in Oregon to do the same. We really appreciate that. Also, the court reporters in the courts, as you probably know, we don't have reporters in our state courts anymore, but we are encouraging attorneys who have important cases, especially aggravated murder cases, to hire, they do hire reporters to go in and report those cases. So that's an issue that's important to us. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, Mayor Hales, Council. My name is Tevin Green. I'm finishing my last couple months at Sumner College for court reporting. And I just wanted to say a little bit about my path and the excitement to go on. Within the next 5 years, we're expected to lose nearly 5,000 court reporters. I mean, in terms of losing, retire.
Retiring.
Exactly.
Losing.
Not losing.
Just retiring a little bit. I'm really excited to start my own career in it and really see all the options I have. It's been really cool because I enjoyed high school, it was fun, but I didn't really have any plans to go outwards and really see anything and really do my four-year thing. It wasn't really my vibe, so I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And court reporting has provided a really cool way for me to use my hands and really find a new craft. And I'm really crafty. I like working with my hands, and it's a good way to make a good amount of money and also be a part of something bigger than myself and find a way to work with other people, but not necessarily be a lawyer, or be an attorney, or be a judge. I mean, I love all the legal world, but wasn't really trying to be an attorney necessarily. So court reporting has given me the chance to be close to it, but not too close, in a way that I can still enjoy it and get to know a lot of people and make a living for myself at the same time. And it's really exciting to see the growth of it because it's becoming more and more modern. A lot of my friends seem to think that it's, a chisel and stone, and it's just really archaic. And it's like, no, it's very modern now. We're inventing new ways to do it, and it's progressing well. And I'm taking it upon myself to kind of help push it as well because it's something that I can see myself doing, and I would love to further it to the best of my ability because I am really enjoying it. Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's great to hear from you. It's great to hear this advocacy for and people refreshing the idea of making the public process, whether it's the judicial process or the legislative process, accessible for everybody. So thank you.
It's an exciting career. So if you know someone looking for a career change, encourage them to look into court reporting and captioning because there are jobs.
Pardon? What kind of pay scale does it offer?
It's really hard to say. You know, captioners are paid by the hour and by the jobs, the shows that they caption. Court reporters out in the field doing depositions are paid by the hour and then paid by their transcripts. It's pretty much, you know, as hard as you want to work, that's how much money you can make. But the work is out there.
And what kind of education do you need in order to get it? What qualifications? High school diploma and how long?
High school diploma, and then in Oregon we have one school, Sumner College, which is where Tevin attends, and I'm actually teaching court reporting now. And it takes at least 2 years. It's an intensive course. It's a lot of it is computers because it is all computerized now. So you're learning to write to 225 words a minute.
Wow.
Plus computers, some legal terminology, medical terminology, all the things that might come up. I'm increasing your vocabulary.
That's great. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Ray, I just want to say that as a former trial lawyer who is, of course, heavily dependent on the talent and dedication of court reporters, I appreciate your service, and Ms. Mudd, and I appreciate your willingness to enter this field, Mr. Green. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.